And next on Art in the Air Spotlight, we're pleased to welcome Melissa Nowak, the branch librarian at the Cedar Lake Public Library, part of the Lake County Library System. And she's going to talk about some of the things that are happening right there. Melissa, welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight.
Welcome, Melissa.
Thank you for having me.
Well, we want you to tell us a little bit about what you got going on there, both with COVID, but, you know, libraries have been stepping up to the challenge. What's Cedar Lake doing?
So Cedar Lake is part of a nine-branch system, the Lake County Public Library, and we have been focusing most of our efforts on virtual programming. So that includes virtual story times for our younger audience. We have book breaks where we share picture books for slightly older kids. We have Mother Goose on the Loose, and that's for ages 0 to 2. We have story times for ages 2 to 6, and we also offer middle grade book tastings. That is where we share like a chapter of a book, and that's for kids for 3rd to 6th grade about. All those can be seen on our YouTube channel. If you go to YouTube and type in Lake County Public Library, you'll see us there. We have not forgotten about the rest of the ages. We have programs for teens. They're all done on Zoom. We have book clubs, trivia nights, virtual gaming programs for them. And our adult programs include book clubs as well as English as a second language classes. Those happen every Monday and Wednesday. And probably the biggest thing that we're doing is our virtual outreach programs. We have a lot of those coming up. So by outreach, I mean we have an outside performer or presenter that comes to our Zoom meetings. And for that, we have been able to do tons of animal programs. We visited state parks all around the nation. We have done ice cream making, dinosaur fossils, paranormal investigators, all kinds of cool stuff.
You have really done a stellar job of creating such interesting programming during this time. I mean, it's fabulous. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I feel like through this time, we are able to reach out and do programming that we probably wouldn't have been able to do in our library. Obviously, the ones that have been from out of state, we've visited Alaska, California, Hawaii, tons of places, and we've been able to see things that we would never be able to bring into the library.
You know, post-COVID, do you think that this may all change also how libraries operate? I mean, you know, you set up all these principles, and even though people can come back in, do you think this is going to change how you deliver your materials?
It might. I do think that we may continue some virtual programming because it does give us a wider audience. We're able to reach out to more people, as well as, like I said, the outside performers. That definitely changes the game. So there's a big chance that we will continue that.
Do you have anything specific coming up in like the next couple weeks here that you'd like to tell our audience about?
Yes, I do. So next week, we are going to be talking about elephant seal pups with a ranger from the Hearst San Simeon Park in California. That's on Monday, February 1st at 12. We have the science of sled dogs with a ranger from the Denali National Park in Alaska. That's on Tuesday, February 2nd at 2. We have the story of pro football with the Pro Football Hall of Fame on Wednesday, February 3rd at 2. And then I did want to mention that we have a program about African-American artists with the Smithsonian on Tuesday, February 23rd at noon, just because this is an art program here. And you can always, that's all done through Zoom, and you could find the information for that on our website.
And it's all without charge. So
it's all without charge. Yes, exactly.
And do you have to be a member of the Lake County Public Library system to access it?
You don't. It's great if you are, but you could also register with just your email. And when you register, you will get a link sent to your email for you to enter the Zoom meeting.
It's so rich. Melissa, this is like exquisite programming.
Well, thank you.
Amazing.
And if they need to get in touch with you about information at the Cedar Lake Library, how would they do that?
So if they would like to get in touch with me, my email is mnowak@lcplin.org. The phone number here is 219-374-7121. And they could explore any of our events and sign up for them at www.lcplin.org.
Well, we'd like to thank Melissa Nowak, branch librarian at the Cedar Lake Public Library. Thank you so much for being out on the air spotlight. We really appreciate it.
It was a pleasure.